This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we continue our story with Sherry Schaefer. Sherry lives in Greenville and produces two magazines under her publishing company known as 3Point Inc. Not only does Sherry write about tractors, but she drives them too. Sherry has 8 tractors of her own, and when they break down, she fixes them.
I work on all my own equipment, and I've got 8 tractors of my own, and each one of them has a different job, and if they break, I fix them. That's just the way I was raised.
Well, I would say that's a great skill to have. Now, you mentioned using the tractors, so do you actively farm? Are you using these in shows, or talk a little to that?
Well, when I lived up in Nokomis, I had a little 10-acre patch I farmed myself, and I got down here, moved back to Greenville, and I've been pretty busy with 2 magazines, so I don't have much time for farming anymore. But one of my tractors is all painted up and restored, and I use that for a parade tractor or to go on tractor rides. One of them is my Bladen tractor. I've got quite a bit of gravel out here, so I call it my rock farming tractor. And the other one's got a pallet forks on it. I use it to move stuff around. One of them is a dozer. It's got a blade and bucket on it, so I use it for moving dirt. I really don't get to do much farming anymore with them. Maybe when I'm lucky, somebody will call and say, hey, I need you to pull a hay wagon, or can you pull the baler? I'll go do something like that. But unfortunately, my time is a little limited now to doing any farming.
Well, and I want to talk about why your time is so limited. So let's talk about your magazines, what the titles of those are, and how often you're writing them.
We've got 2 magazines. One is Oliver Heritage, and it's obviously about Oliver tractors and everything that was under the Oliver flag, whether it's combines, tractors, crawlers, anything related to Oliver. The other one is Heritage Iron. It is all brands, but it's from 1960 to 1990. We call it our muscle tractor magazine because that's when the horsepower race kind of started, and we stop it whenever the computers start controlling the tractor. So as long as that person was driving the tractor, you moved the throttle and something happened and you were still in control, those are the tractors that fit in our area. Once they start being controlled by the computer chips, we don't really get into that. They come out every 2 months. We both come out just about the same time. They go to different subscribers, so it's not like they're getting 2 magazines at the very same time, but we like to work and get them done, and then we've got a little bit of time to breathe and go out and do research and gather up more stories for the next round.
And obviously, you sell magazines by people having subscriptions, so if someone would be interested, how can they find out more about them or maybe apply for a subscription?
Well, we do sell them across the counter in Rural Kings, Tractor Supplies, Farm and Fleets. A lot of your ag stores will carry them. We also have the subscription where you can go to oliverheritage.com or heritageiron.com, and you can sign up on there, or you can get our phone number, which is 888-OLD-IRON, and the girls here will take care of you and get you signed up. And so you've got an option of ways to sign up, or you can just stop by the office if you'd like. We're here in Greenville.
Yeah, and I will ask, in Greenville, so any landmarks nearby that might help people find you?
McDonald's. We are 4 driveways east of McDonald's on Highway 40. And we're a big tan building. We don't have a sign out there because we kind of like to fly under the radar. But anybody's welcome to stop in here and pick up a magazine or see some of the other novelties we have on display. We've kind of got our own little mini museum here.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you about your business or your magazines or anything really about your experiences that you would like to share with us?
You didn't ask me what I like to do when I'm not playing with tractors.
Well, let's talk about that. What do you do in your free time or as a hobby?
I'm a pilot. I love to fly.
Okay.
So I leave here and I go out to the airport and jump in my airplane and I fly around and see how the crops look and use the airplane for going and doing interviews with dealers or collectors, anything like that. But that's my second passion is flying.
So when you're talking to these dealers or collectors, are they dispersed throughout the U.S.? Are they nearby?
Oh, they're all over the place. Most of my flying, if I fly personally, I usually fly within about 5-state area. If it gets much farther than that, I'll fly commercial. Or I'll even leave the country to go talk to a few people. I've been to Australia and Canada and Scotland, all those places, and visited with tracker people.
So I guess one question that comes to mind, and you mentioned it earlier, that you probably have more tools than any woman probably should have or does have. So do you come across a lot of other women when you're working with tractors, or maybe even in your piloting experience, or are you more of a unique thing to find, I guess I'd say?
Well, I am unique in my own way, but there are other women out there. There's a lot of them that are starting to collect tractors, or they'll have their own tractor when they go with their husband. There's a lot of women that like to paint their tractors pink. None of mine are pink, but there are, you'd be surprised how many women are involved in it, and we have quite a few women subscribers. As far as piloting, that's a small percentage too, but there are two of us female pilots out here at Greenville Airport, and the other one is actually an instructor. So the women are out there doing stuff, they just smaller number.
Sure. Well, sounds like you have some great experiences in both with flying and also with the tractors. And I don't think I have any other questions. So is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention?
I can't think of anything. And honestly, I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing than playing with tractors. It's just it's a great hobby. It's just a wonderful gift that I've been allowed to do this and have made so many friends around the world. We print about 20,000 copies that are distributed around the world. So I feel like there's no place that I can go where I'm more than an hour from somebody that I know. And it's just it's a real gift to be able to say that.
Sherry Schaefer, owner of 3Point Inc. Publishing Company in Greenville. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Responding to concerns by U.S. lawmakers, Syngenta says the takeover by ChemChina of Syngenta poses no food or national security issues. Ag Professional reports Syngenta made the response following the concerns in a letter by four senators requesting the Committee on Foreign Investment to review the $43 billion deal's potential impact on the U.S. food system. The senators feared that increased foreign control over important parts of U.S. food production could create threats to domestic food security. A Syngenta spokesperson responded by saying while the company would welcome a full review, it believes the proposed takeover would not pose any security or food safety issues. The company says the takeover would be beneficial to farmers and customers in the United States. Syngenta generates 27% of its sales in North America. Some other changes in the ag industry. John Deere has acquired the majority ownership of Hagie Manufacturing, the U.S. market leader in high-clearance sprayers. Deere announced the joint venture on Tuesday while saying Hagie will continue to produce sprayers at its Iowa facility. Equipment made by the joint venture will continue to carry the Hagie brand. However, the sales and service of Hagie equipment will be integrated into John Deere over the next 15 months. A John Deere company official says the agreement allows John Deere to provide a broader range of sprayer options and integrate Deere's precision technology into the Hagie equipment. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.